بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, respected elders and brothers in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Indeed, we are honored not only in this masjid or in the city of Durban. Actually, we are honored in South Africa to have the honorable Dr. Abdul Aziz Amr amongst us. Dr. Abdul Aziz, if I want to read for you his CV, I will take the whole evening. He's a doctor in English literature. He lost his eyesight when he was 15 years old. He was sentenced for 730 years. So we have to go to Ahd Nuh alayhi salam to continue. And you will hear now what the Zionist oppressors have told him, that even if you die, we won't give your body have to continue 730 years. And Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, after serving 7 years and 1 month, he was released with the last agreement exchange of prisoners for one man, Shalit. And when I heard Dr. Abdul Aziz speaking the first day he was released, because we was offered a lot of brothers to come here and talk to us about the prisoners and their problems, but because they speak Arabic is different, when you translate you will lose the spirit of the message. Then we have contacted him, and last month when I was in Gaza, I went and visited him. Alhamdulillah, he accepted to come. And his visit, it is not for collection, we don't collect, but his visit to tell us what's happening to our brothers and sisters in the prisons of the Zionist regime. This is what his message. And the second message, inshaAllah ta'ala, about Masjid al-Aqsa and Jerusalem. Because we focus so much on Gaza, we have forgotten that the Gazan people giving their life for the pleasure of Masjid al-Aqsa and Jerusalem. So inshaAllah ta'ala, we will give the time for our guests, honorable guests, inshaAllah ta'ala, to address us, inshaAllah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
عليكم السلام ورحمة الله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله ولي الصالحين. صلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد الرسول الأمين المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. أما بعد, فيقول الله سبحانه وتعالى بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا, إنه هو السميع البصير. وآتينا موسى الكتاب وجعلناه هدى لبني إسرائيل ألا تتخذوا من دوني وكيلا. ذرية من حملنا مع نوح, إنه كان عبدا شكورا. وقضينا إلى بني إسرائيل في الكتاب لتفسدن في الأرض مرتين ولتعلن علوا كبيرا. فإذا جاء وعد أولاهما بعثنا عليكم عبادا لنا أولي بأس شديد, فجاسوا خلال الديار, وكان وعدا مفعولا. الحمد لله, صدق الله العظيم. Dear brothers in Islam, I want to greet you all, men and women, young men, young women, children, elderly, all of you, from the bottom of my heart, and to convey to you the two messages that Brother Waleed talked about from Palestine, from the Holy Land, from Al-Aqsa Mosque, and from the Zionist butcheries known as prisons. The places where they practice their brutality and their savagery over the Palestinian Muslims. Alhamdulillah, the people of Palestine are defending their belief, their religion, Islam and Aqidah. They are defending Al-Aqsa, the Masjid Al-Aqsa, the Masra, where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was brought at night, then raised up to the seventh heaven, where he received the Salat. Brothers and sisters, I came to you from the prisons after being tortured and then released in this blessed deal between Hamas and the Zionist occupation. On the 27th of September 2004, a great Zionist force overran my house and they began to destroy the doors and the walls and the windows in order to arrest me. They terrified my family and they used terrible machines to destroy everything. Those machines are automatic machines that use metal, iron, heavy iron to beat on the walls and to break down all of the gates. Alhamdulillah, they took me and put the handcuffs and leg cuffs in my hands and legs and tightened that very strict and took me to one of the mountains where I remained bleeding for hours because of the tightened hand and leg cuffs. The criminal soldiers were laughing. I shouted at them just to release the handcuffs because I lost sense and feeling in my hands. And those criminals refused to do that. They claimed that the military criminal officer has the key and he went to search my house and I have to wait for him to come. That criminal destroyed all the furniture in my house and then he came after hours. He put his gun on my chest and said, "Ideas are more dangerous than weapons." He wanted to tell me that because I am an educated person, I'm dangerous to the occupation more than weapons. That criminal did not release the handcuffs. On the contrary, he began to use the filthiest words against Islam. I don't want to mention that. And the Prophet of Islam. That criminal, may Allah punish him and revenge for his Prophet and for his religion. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives victory to all the Muslims over those killers of the prophets. Alhamdulillah. They took me to the place known as the Maskubiya, which is known to the Palestinian people as the butchery, because it is an interrogation center in which they terribly torture all prisoners there. And they practice their savagery on them. So, alhamdulillah, it is only iman. It is only reliance, tawakkul ala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept us. They killed me. They killed me a number of times. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was with me and with the Muslims there, alhamdulillah. They began to insult me and to take off my clothes in the cold winter. And then they shackled me to a little leaning chair and put my hands and legs behind that the body keeps sliding forward down until I was bleeding. That crime went on for a number of days, and after that they took me to another kind of torture. They took me to another chair where they restricted my hands and legs to the chair and directed a beam of painful ray right to my head. And I remained asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for shahada because of the pain for hours. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected me. The criminals tried to destroy my brain, but by the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected me. In that terrible place, I was terribly fatigued and exhausted after that painful chair. They took me to another cell where one of the savages there from the Zionist security told me that there were two mattresses in that cell. One of them is thin and the other one is thick. And he pretended trying to help me. He wanted me to lie and relax on the thick mattress. When I lay on that mattress, a strong electric shock shaked my body until I felt my skeleton. I felt every bone in my body, and my body was totally paralyzed. I could not even talk or shout. I could not move. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my heart. I kept just asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by my heart to punish those criminals and to protect me and all other Muslims. After some time, I regained some power and I moved, then dropped myself beside that mattress, and the Zionist criminal called them again and they held me and threw me over that mattress once again. Alhamdulillah, there was the second shock, which was also so terrible. Alhamdulillah, for some time, I don't know how long, I was totally unconscious. Then after that, I just began to restore my power with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I moved to the floor. Those criminals took me to another cell, which they pulled me, in fact, up and down stairs, right and left, and turned many times until we reached an isolated cell. And they shackled again my hands and restricted them and my legs to that chair. And they began to make terrible noise from all directions. I don't know what kind of machine or mechanism they used to make that terrible noise. Their intention was obviously to cause me to collapse psychologically. Alhamdulillah, by the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rescued me. Brothers in Islam, this is only just examples. In one example, they made one of them spray something on my face that affects the nervous system. And I captured that person after some effort, and he said, "We're doing this to you because you don't want to talk." Alhamdulillah, those criminals failed by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then I heard them talking about executing me in prison. And they wanted to terrify me. So they took me to another cell after some days. And that cell was full of holes. The walls of the cell were full of holes, round holes. When I put my fingers, they seemed to be made by bullets. And they said they wanted to shoot me inside that cell. And there was something, I felt it as blood on the walls. It was very, very dirty. And there was no air. It was choking inside that place. Alhamdulillah, I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again for shahada. But I woke up after some time and found myself on my face on the floor. I didn't know what's happened, but I was bleeding from my nose. Alhamdulillah, after that they took me to another cell for 35 days. That cell was just a grave, even worse than a grave. It has no mattresses, no clothes, nothing at all. There were only a bed of iron, stained iron, two beds, the bottom one and the upper one. The one at the bottom has a pool of water, and it was in winter, very, very cold. And all the walls were full of water, and it was terribly cold. They did not give me clothes, they did not give me a blanket or a mattress. And alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, those criminals used to throw every day a piece of bread and one tomato or one egg from the opening in the door and then close it. And they never talked to me or allowed anybody to talk to me. At that terrible cell, I did not know if it is day or night. I used to pray 10 times for every salah. So maybe one of the salah will come on the right time. Alhamdulillah, those days were terrible. I can never forget that. But I always recited the Quran. I always made the dua, and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillah. In that cell, because it was very difficult for me to know about the time, I insisted and kept shouting and beating on the door in order to get a bottle, an empty bottle for water, because I used to put my hand on the wall because the water flows on that wall and I drink from my hand. Alhamdulillah, after 2 weeks or more, they threw an empty bottle inside the cell, but in fact, I did not want to use that bottle for drinking. I made a very little hole at the bottom of the bottle and filled it with water and used it as a clock. I found that I fill it twice a day and then it becomes empty. So I held the bottle from time to time and estimated how much time has gone. Alhamdulillah, I felt that it gave me some relax, because during that period, nobody was allowed. I could not hear any human being. I could not hear any voices. I did not know about the time at all. And I had to stay day and night, sometimes walking and reciting Quran. I just measured that walking. It is 6 feet. It's about 6 feet long. And I just make these little 6 paces inside the cell. And when I'm very tired, I just lie on the iron bed without any mattress or anything. It was very cold. But alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that helped me. Alhamdulillah, the criminals began to take me to the so-called courts. And I want to tell you all, there were no courts, there are no courts in Israel, no judiciary. The only thing is that those offices known as courts, they are just offices for the criminal security known as the Zionist Shabak. And they give secret files to the judge that nobody is allowed to know what is in those files. Even the lawyers, they don't know what is written in those files. And upon those files, a Zionist settler who pretends to be a judge passes the sentence. So after a year and a half, when I was taken many times throughout a very painful journey known as the posta, it is a totally closed vehicle in which they lock the prisoners in very small cells inside that closed bus. The windows are closed and it is divided into little cells, and they lock us inside these very, very little cells. And they keep traveling, taking us for days, because they stop on each prison and leave us for hours. Whether it is cold or hot, they leave us in these little cells for hours. And then they resume the travel to the next prison, then to the next prison, day and night. And then they bring us before the criminal court. And after a year and a half, they passed their criminal judgment. The criminals were discussing whether to sentence me to 430 years or 730 years. And then two of them decided to pass the sentence of 730 years. And they told me that I won't be released even if I die in prison. Alhamdulillah, I told them clearly and openly, I will be released by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge you in this life and the life after Yawm al-Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish you. And alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, I am free, as you see, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the help of the mujahideen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped Hamas to arrest that Zionist soldier from his tank and to make that exchange in which 1,000 Muslim prisoners were released and 27 Muslim women who were also sentenced to life sentences. One of them, she is now in Jordan, was sentenced to 16 life sentences, which means 1,600 years. Alhamdulillah, she is also released. In this deal, the oldest one who spent in prison about 34 years. Can you imagine? Nail al-Barghouti from Ramallah in the West Bank, he spent 34 years in the Zionist jails in torture and suffering. The man, I met him 2 months before the deal, and I gave him the good news, not because I have any information from any source, but because of belief and tawakkul. I told him, this year we will be released. Alhamdulillah, the year 2011, when we were released on October, the end of October, 2011, last year, before about 4 months. Alhamdulillah. In those prisons, I found very young children, 12, 13, 14 years old. And the youngest prisoner was 3 years old. His mother was pregnant when she was arrested, and she delivered the child while shackled, hands and legs, to the iron poles, and they kept that child as a prisoner with her until he became 3 years old in prison. Then, alhamdulillah, he was released with his mother. In prison, the oldest prisoner was 80 years old. Alhamdulillah, he was also released. There are many sick people in prison, and they are not treated. Medically, they are ignored, and even they mock them. But alhamdulillah, the best thing that they have in those prisons is iman. They have strong iman. They are good Muslims. They challenge with their faith and iman. They don't surrender. And they gave me the ones who are left there. May Allah release them and free them soon, inshallah. There are over 5,000 prisoners. Alhamdulillah, they gave me the message to convey to you and to all Muslims all over the world. Those people are in prison not because of anything except fighting for the Holy Land of Palestine, for Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, for Bayt Al-Maqdis, the land of Isra and Mi'raj. I met many of them, and I listened to their exciting stories. One of them, in 1994, just saw the massacre in which about 28 Muslims who were praying in Al-Aqsa Mosque were shot dead, and tens of others were wounded in that massacre. He saw the scene and went and got his knife. He did not have a weapon. He wasn't a military man. He did not have any training. He got only a knife and decided to revenge for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the Muslims. And then he don't mind, and he wanted to become shaheed. So this man went and began to stab them. He killed three of them until another fourth militant saw him and he shot him in the legs. What was surprising is that in spite of the bullets that entered his legs and he was bleeding, he advanced to that soldier, and the soldier became afraid. He sat on the floor and put his weapon between his legs, and he could not move. So this mujahid came to him and stabbed him to death. And then they arrested this mujahid because he could not move. He collapsed because he was bleeding, and they thought that he died. So they took him away to the hospital and put him in the section for the dead. But alhamdulillah, one of the people there discovered that he was still alive. So he was treated, then alhamdulillah, he was taken to the prison and sentenced to 4 life sentences. And alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, by the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's free now in Gaza. Another person, you see, the Palestinian people are good Muslims. They are not against any individual. They are not against any religion. They are not, you know, they are maybe the people who are trained to welcome and to host others and to give help to humanity because they live on the Holy Land as good Muslims, but they are against the crimes, the atrocities of the Zionist occupation. They are against the occupation. They want the Holy Land of Palestine to become free and return to all the Muslims. They fight on behalf of the Muslim nation. And they gave me this message as amana to tell to you all. This man saw, even on the TV, he saw the Zionist settlers writing filthy sentences about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they threw a pig's head into the mosque. This man decided to revenge for his Islam, for his belief, for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he took his knife and went as well, and he stabbed two criminals and killed them and wounded the third one. They arrested him and they wanted to torture him. He said to them, if you want to torture me, I don't mind. It is in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fi sabilillah. But I want to tell you, I want to tell you, you have no need to interrogate openly and clearly. You attacked our Prophet. You attacked the masjid. You attacked Islam. And I came to revenge for Islam and for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I'm proud and happy to fight for the liberation of Palestine and to defend my religion. And if you do it again, I will do it again. And alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. I met glorious examples in those prisons. The people who got out to revenge for the honor of Islam, for the land of Islam. They are ready to give their souls. Today they are saying, بالروح بالدم نفديك يا أقصى. بالروح بالدم نفديك يا أقصى. We sacrifice, we donate our blood and souls for Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. And inshallah, tomorrow, in the near future, they will say, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd, futihat Khaybar, futihat Bayt al-Maqdis. Bayt al-Maqdis will be opened as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promised. Brothers and sisters, the situation in prison, in the Zionist jails, is very complicated. And if I talk to you days and nights, I will never cover it. But I want to tell you also about the Masjid Al-Aqsa. Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, for us as the Muslims, it is the second mosque that was built for worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first one is the Kaaba, which was built by Adam, Allah alayhi salatu wassalam. And even some of our ulama say it was built by the angels, the malaika. And 40 years after Al-Kaaba, Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa was built. And it is only a masjid and for Muslims only. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was brought to Al-Aqsa Mosque, and there he stood as Imam before all the prophets, which means that this religion of Islam is the everlasting religion until the day of Qiyamah. There will be no prophet, no religion after Islam. There he was raised up to heaven. It is the first ayah of Surah Al-Isra. So it is our belief, and the criminals who plan now to construct a temple instead of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, they are dreaming and they are deceiving themselves. On our skulls and body, they will never succeed, inshallah. The whole Islamic nation will stand against this occupation to defend Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Holy Land of Palestine. The Holy Land of Palestine does not belong only to the Palestinians. It belongs to all Muslims all over the world. It is waqf. It is dedicated for all Muslims. The old city of Al-Quds around Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa was always dedicated to the Muslims who come from the different continents to Al-Aqsa Mosque to pray, to make i'tikaf, and to receive ilm, knowledge, and to write their books there. The Imam Ghazali wrote his famous book, Ihya Ulum al-Din, when he was making i'tikaf in Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. The gate that they are now trying to destroy is known in Palestine as the Gate of Al-Maghariba. It means the people from the Maghrib, from Africa. It is the gate of the Africans, the Muslims of Africa, towards Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. Now they are destroying it and trying to construct a bridge that enables the military tanks to come inside Al-Aqsa Mosque. Those criminals do not understand one fact, that they are fighting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are fighting a nation of over 1,600,000,000 Muslims all over the world. But inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we see the signs of victory. We see the signs of uprising, revolutions in the Arab world. We see this Islamic awakening, this Islamic renaissance, which is coming forward inshallah. Al-Aqsa Mosque every day witnesses attacks by the Zionists. Sometimes they use special units, disguised security units that penetrate Al-Aqsa Mosque and clash with the guards and with the Muslims who are making ribat inside Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. Sometimes they bring a number of women, those sleaziest women who work with the security and they try to disdain Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. Sometimes they bring dogs to penetrate Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. And they constructed a simulation for the temple, a simulation for the temple in order to construct it instead of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. Inshallah, they will never succeed. By the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by your dua, by your support as Muslims inshallah, the Islamic nation from South Africa, from the ocean to the ocean, will wake up inshallah and we see the sign to end this occupation in the Holy Land. It is a duty for all Muslims. Tens of thousands of Sahaba are buried around the Masjid Al-Aqsa in Bayt al-Maqdis because they came to defend it and to protect Islam there. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam recommended that all Muslims go to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, pray, send oil, and then to come and fight and make ribat in that holy land. Alhamdulillah, on the 30th of March, there will be, this coming March, there will be a global march for Al-Quds, for Bayt al-Maqdis and Al-Masjid al-Aqsa. And inshallah, you are all invited, and you are requested to invite all those whom you contact to participate in this global march to demonstrate the power and the strength of the Islamic nation and its insistence to stop that occupation and to liberate the Holy Land of Palestine on the 30th of March. after about 1 month. So inshallah, you all be ready for that. The people in Palestine, and especially in Gaza, I myself, I am from Al-Quds. My family is in Al-Quds right now. But I'm not allowed to return to Al-Quds, to my family, because I am deported to Gaza after being released from the Zionist jails. But inshallah, as I said to the prisoners, that they will be free by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I say to you, you inshallah, you will be participating in the Islamic victory in liberating Palestine soon inshallah. Soon inshallah, the victory will come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised in the Quran, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promised that the Muslims will fight the kuffar in the Holy Land until the trees and the stones will call the Muslim and say, O Muslim, O Abdullah, the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, come, there is a criminal occupation soldier behind me. Come and kill him. Because they are making fasad, corruption in the Holy Land of Palestine. This is the blessed land for the Muslims and for all the people. So it should never ever become a property of this Zionist occupation, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, the Muslims in Gaza, they want also to express their gratitude and thanks and dua to Allah first and to you next, because of the convoys that you sent over the land from South Africa to break the siege on Gaza. Alhamdulillah, your support, your convoy reached exactly its goal. And our Prime Minister Ismail Haniya distributed that generators and aids to the people in Gaza. Alhamdulillah, the people in Gaza are very, very thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then to all the Muslims who are helping to break down that siege on Gaza. The people in Gaza, they tell you that they can suffer because of the siege. They can suffer even by the F-16 fighters that bombard their houses and their schools and their mosques, and by the American Apache fighters that fired the missiles to the kindergartens in Gaza and destroy the life of the people there. They can bear all of that, but they can never and they will never bear one thing: any attack on Al-Aqsa Mosque, any attack on the Holy Land, any attack on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam or Islam. And they insist to liberate the Holy Land. They fight on behalf of you. They consider themselves soldiers for the whole Islamic nation. This is their message. They are brave and strong. They have good iman and faith. They stick to the Holy Quran. Hundreds of thousands of them know the Holy Quran by heart. They teach it to their children, and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Those people, inshallah, will be the bridgehead, the arrow of the Islamic nation that will liberate the Holy Land of Palestine. This is the message of Palestine. They want to thank the organization South African Relief Agency, SARA, known as SARA, because they worked on that convoy for months, and then they sent it tens of thousands of kilometers until they reached Gaza. And I'm now crossing these thousands of kilometers to you to tell you we love you all in Islam. We respect you. We respect all the people of South Africa. We respect all the Muslims of South Africa. We respect all the people, the free people who destroyed the apartheid in South Africa. The twin of the criminal apartheid in South Africa is still there in Palestine, the Zionist occupation. And inshallah, the same way that the apartheid was destroyed in South Africa and the people are free now, alhamdulillah, that the occupation in Palestine will also be destroyed and dismantled and the people will become free, the Muslims. And thanks to you and to you, to all the free people and to all the South African people and to all the Muslims and Africans, because they are now expressing their dedication to justice, to freedom, to faith, to the oppressed, against the evil of oppression, occupation, discrimination, and construction of walls. You imagine, the Holy Land now is, you imagine this wall, terrible wall that they constructed at the age of the collapse of the Berlin Wall and the collapse of the apartheid, the Zionists are still constructing this terrible wall. It goes about 1,000 kilometers. But the West Bank is much smaller than that. So where are the 1,000 kilometers? It goes around the villages and the refugee camps and the cities of the Palestinians like a snake. And this wall is about 10 meters high, and it takes behind it the lands, all the lands of the Palestinians. They are left without water, without lands, without even their trees that they grew in their hands, and they construct instead settlements for Russian settlers, Zionist settlers, for Ethiopians, for Europeans, for all people whom they're gathering from the world to create a false state, and then they want it a pure Jewish state, as they say. It means that they want to make the kind of discrimination, racial discrimination, they want to make an ethnic cleansing to eradicate maybe the Muslims there and leave it a state, a pure state for Jews only. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punish them for that crime and give us victory over them. I want to make this dua, brothers and sisters in Islam. Alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Allahumma aghfir lana warhamna. Allahumma allimna wa faqihna. Allahumma thabbit aqdamana. Allahumma ansurna ala alqawm alkafirin. Allahumma arfa' rayat alislam. اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى وبيت المقدس والأرض المقدسة من رجس اليهود ومن رجس الاحتلال. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما يقرب إليها من قول وعمل، ونعوذ بك من النار وما يقرب إليها من قول وعمل. اللهم فرج عن أسرانا في السجون. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في فلسطين وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين. أو الله، give us victory over the kuffar. Oh Allah, give us victory over the occupation. Oh Allah, release our prisoners. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give blessings and strength and power to all Muslims in the world and in South Africa to support Islam and to support Palestine and to stick to their faith and religion. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let them become the openers of Palestine, inshallah. Soon, inshallah. Give us victory. Forgive us. Give us paradise. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad kama sallaita ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim. Barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad kama barakta ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim. في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد والسلام عليكم.
جزاك الله خير دكتور عبد العزيز عمر. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you and give you, inshallah, more strength to deliver the message of our brothers and sisters, the prisoners. Brothers, the day what Sheikh Abdulaziz didn't mention now, the day when he was released, he was received by Sheikh Ismail Haniyeh, the Prime Minister of Palestine. And he told him that we need to start construct the minbar for Masjid al-Aqsa. Immediately the Prime Minister accepted the idea from Dr. Abdulaziz and called a team to start it. And this is remind you with Fatih Al-Quds, Fatih Palestine, when Salahuddin Al-Ayyubi Rahmatullahi Alayh, he carried that member which Nuruddin Zinki built years before. And he said to Salahuddin, when you conquered Jerusalem, when you open Jerusalem, you take it and you place it in Baytul Maqdis, in Masjid Al-Aqsa. So this project is started already, alhamdulillah, and the idea was the idea of the doctor. But what I want to say, what we have seen in Gaza when we enter with our convoy in 27 night of Ramadan. Normally we know that i'tikaf, 5-6 people will make i'tikaf in the masjid. Gaza population is 1.6 million or 1.7 million. 500,000 won i'tikaf this year. 500,000. The Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh, when we arrived, we had iftar with him on a Friday, and we had our taraweeh behind him because he's a sheikh, he's an imam. Prime Minister, he's the sheikh, he read taraweeh normal like any other maulana, any other sheikh. He makes sure that he will greet all these injured who are standing there, all these who's in the wheelchair, all the children who come to greet him, he will greet them. The poor people will wait for them outside. But if you are not there from Maghrib time to make iftar in the masjid, you have no place there for taraweeh. This is how the masajid. Taraweeh, and after taraweeh, they will give you 5 minutes, 10 minutes to just have water or to make wudu. Then, qiyamul layl start from then. Two rak'ah, long rak'ah, for about 20, half an hour or 45 minutes. Then after that, another maulana, another sheikh will come and give a talk for another hour. Then they give you to rest a little bit, then start again right until suhoor time. The whole night. All the masajid. The Prime Minister took us to 6 masajid with him. We finish from masjid, we go to another masjid, he read 2 rakah, introduce us to the people, we give a talk, and we move to another masjid. This is the last 10 days of Ramadan in Gaza, and 80% of the musallis or mu'takif are youth. And when doctor said about subhanallah huffaz, last year 10,000 huffaz completed the Quran. They completed in 6 months. This is the people of Gaza. The people of Gaza, when you talk about Hamas, you walk on the street, there is no Hamas. Who's Hamas? But come in the night. Come in the night, everyone is Hamas, everyone is Mujahid, everyone armed and covered his face and out in the battlefield. They only know who is he when he become a Shaheed. Oh, this is my neighbor, this is my cousin, this is my father, this is how they know them. Even themselves, they don't know each others. This is how when we met them. And subhanallah, when we enter with our convoy, wallahi, they didn't even ask us what you brought with. They say, jazakumullahu khair, that you drove 10,000 kilometers to come and to say we are with you. And by the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these 10,000 kilometers, it's not like we went because we want to drive and we love driving. We conscientize Africa. Every town and every city, alhamdulillah, now they are ready. I remember when we are in Sudan, we received one email from brother in Tanzania. He said, jazakumullahu khair, that you have inspired us. We taking the first ever convoy to Somalia. 3 load trucks, they moved with it to Somalia. Say, we don't know before that there is something called convoy. جزاكم الله خير. We met in Tanzania Sheikh Muhammad Al-Arifi from Saudi Arabia. He was the guest. His program was after Isha. So the host said, you would like to go and meet him. I said, Alhamdulillah, we all go. We all went there. When he heard that we're coming in this convoy, he cut his program half and he gave me half an hour to speak. When I spoke about the importance of Masjid al-Aqsa and why we're doing what we're doing, the man was crying. He said, Allah sent me from Biladul Haramain. We think we are du'at. We came to Tanzania, to Africa, for the South African to remind us with our duty towards Masjid al-Aqsa. I got it in a video. This is how the people appreciate that journey, alhamdulillah. And that journey took 6 months before we leave. 26th of June we left to prepare, and only ended 12th of February this year, because the last part of it, the 122 generators which the Sheikh was talking about, they didn't allow it to go that time, and took us 7 months now, 6 months trying with the government of Egypt to take it in. And in the end, they gave me permission to take it via the rogue state of Israel. And I was so sad that I don't want it to go via Israel, because they're going to dismantle it to a pieces, to a part, and take some part from it, which they fear that the Mujahideen going to use it for something else, and they give it to you scrap. So the brother, the Egyptian brother, the director of the Red Crescent, he saw me very sad. He said, what's wrong? I said, I don't want it to go via Israel. He said, but never ever allowed to go via Rafah. Rafah only personal and medical equipment. Medicine and medical equipment. I said, Allah will make it go. Wallahi, he had a meeting, he was crying with the national security, with the customs and with the port authority. And he said, I want it to go via Rafah. And alhamdulillah, went via Rafah. And was distributed on the 13th and the 14th of February, alhamdulillah. And that is the end of our journey, alhamdulillah. The trucks with Jamiat al-Ulama also help us with. We deliver it to the three municipalities. So the people was very, very appreciative for what we have. Alhamdulillah, not for delivering the things, but for delivering the message. And we want to continue with that. Now the march which Sheikh was talking about, which doctor was talking about, last month I was in Turkey, in Istanbul, for that reason. They all believe, the brothers from all over the world, we was all together there, we all believe that we're going to open Jerusalem soon, inshallah. And we're going to enter Masjid al-Aqsa soon, inshallah ta'ala. And they say, let's train ourselves. Now we can't fight them with the guns. We want to peacefully march to Jerusalem. So let's start it from now, they say. All over the world, every country going, on the 30th of March, they're going to march to one spot to say, we're going to Jerusalem. And this is alone, wallahi, going to shake the Israeli. 3 days ago, Sheikh Ismail Haniyeh was in Egypt, led 1 million men march also to Jerusalem. They didn't reach Jerusalem yet, but they're saying, inshallah, this is for training ourselves to say we're going to Jerusalem, and we will go. And we will go. So we're doing it here in Durban, inshallah, we're doing it in Johannesburg, in Cape Town also, and everywhere in the world. In Jordan, they're going to also go to the LMB Bridge, inshallah ta'ala, 1 million men march is going to be. So it's very important to be a global, to show the world that this is our city and that's our mosque, and we're not going to leave it, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for having us tonight here. Jazakumullahu khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.